Yvonne's got in touch with us. Morning to you, Yvonne.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I'm ringing up about housing executive.
Yes?
I've been living in my property for 22, 23 years. Never had any problems or issues until I had medical reasons where I had to move out of my house to get adoptions done. Now, I was moved out on the 19th of January for the work to take 6 months. As yet from today, there's work still hasn't started and the housing executive is telling me they don't have a contractor.
And how long have you been waiting?
From the 19th of January.
And what is the work to do?
It's to get a wet room and a downstairs bedroom and wheelchair access.
And this wheelchair access is for who?
For myself.
And how is that impacting on your life not having it?
Well, they've moved me into a property where I still have to try and get upstairs. Now, this property I'm in, the stairs are even steeper than the stairs of my own property. There's still a bath in it, which I find really difficult to try and get in and out of without help, or I would use my sister-in-law's break room. There's a downstairs toilet in the property I'm in at the minute, but it's not ideal, Stephen. I'm still having to try and get up and downstairs.
So you want the housing executive to deliver on their promise? They told you they were going to do this work. They moved you out of your home to have the work done.
Yes.
And it's still not done.
Still not done.
Now, here we are nearly August.
They did have a contractor seemingly, and the contractor pulled out because he was on another job or something. And then every time I phone, it's going to be at the end of the month. It's going to be at the end of the month.
Oh, you're just getting a heave-ho, are you? Push back on the long finger.
Exactly, Stephen.
Why did they tell you it's going to be the end of the month if it's not?
You tell me. I'm trying to get answers and I'm not getting nowhere with them whatsoever.
Which is why you've come to us. Here's what they've said in a statement to the programme. They say the housing executive is aware of the... They describe this as the unacceptable delay. Well, if it's unacceptable, do something about it.
Yeah.
They say in their statement, unfortunately... Well, it's not unfortunately for them. It's unfortunate for you. Anyway, I'll get through this statement without stopping after every word they say. Unfortunately, when we moved the tenant from their home to facilitate the commencement of the work, the contractor withdrew at the last moment. We're working to appoint a new contractor and will commence work as soon as possible. We're sorry for the extended delay in adapting the tenant's home and understand their frustration surrounding the delay. Our staff will update the tenant on any developments and monitor the situation closely to ensure all matters are resolved as quickly as possible. Now, Yvonne, they
never update me. Any communication I've ever had with housing executive is through me ringing them.
Well, there's two things I notice. I've been doing this for quite a long time now. I know how to read these public body statements, right?
Yes.
Here's the two things that I'll just point out that they don't do. They don't mention your name. This is you. This is your life. So this is not just a tenant. This is you. You've got a disability and you need some help. But the most important thing that I've noticed within that statement they've given to the Nolan Show... Do they give themselves any targets? Do they promise any specific dates? No.
It's
just all as soon as possible.
Well, that's what I've been hearing since January.
And that's what they're continuing to say. So it's essentially a statement that binds them into nothing. It's a statement where you could wait another 6 months. And they put these words like unfortunate into it and it's unacceptable. And we say it again, if it's unacceptable, do something about it.
Surely, to God, it's a housing sector. They're bound to have contractors. They're bound to have more than one contractor, Stephen.
Well, that's the other question. The other question is, contractor pulls out, right? Are they seriously telling us they can't find another contractor for the last 7 months?
It's what they're trying to tell us, yeah. Now, at the end of the day, it's only a house to them. It's my home. I brought my kids up in that. You know what I mean? It's not just a house to me, it's home. If anything was to happen to me at night time, I've got good neighbours, I have a friend next door, I have my son who lives in the bottom of the road from me. where I am here, I don't know anybody. So if anything was to happen, I can't go out and knock somebody's door and say, look, blah, or phone and say, look, can you come in tomorrow?
Because of your disability?
If I was to fall, Stephen, I'm not going to be able to get up to go outside to get help.
Tell them your name. Say it out loud.
Yvonne Nelson.
Right. Yvonne Nelson.
Yeah.
That's your tenant housing executive.
Yes.
Now, we're going to go back to them again, Yvonne. All right?
Right, okay.
And here's what we're going to ask them today. How come they haven't got another contractor in at least 6 months?
Yeah.
Are they seriously telling us they have worked day and night to try to get a are there contractors listening to this program today might be able to help? How come they haven't been able to get a contractor in 6 months? That's the question we go back with them today.
That's the answer I would like to know.
And they say they're sorry, but are they sorry? And they say they're going to monitor the situation closely. Are they going to monitor it closely?
No, they're not. No, they're not. I can understand, okay, first contractor having to pull out, fair enough. Things that can happen, it's life. But come on to hell, there's bound to be more than one.
Well, we're with you in this one, right?
Right,
so here's what we're going to do. We'll be monitoring the situation closely, all right?
And that's just, it's come up to Christmas. All my stuff for Christmas is all in storage.
Look, you've got to get this done before Christmas.
It's not going to, Stephen, come on now, it's not going to. Like, they told me it's going to, whenever they do start it, it's going to be 6 months, 8 months if they run into difficulty, but 6 months if they don't. So there's no way I'm going to be in my own home for Christmas. It's not going to happen.
And what impact's that having on you?
It's depressing, it's frustrating. It's not good for my mental health either, because I'm thinking, I can't settle here, Stephen. Because I know, well, I'm in my own house of people around me. It's not good for me.
Like, the point of this story is they moved you out of your home.
Yes.
To facilitate the start of the work. They moved you out.
They moved me out, yeah. Like, I'm still having on a bad, when I'm on a real bad. There's days where I'm fine and I'm dead or I can walk about okay, Stephen. There's other days I'm bumming myself up and down the stairs because I don't feel safe to walk up and down them. Because I'm sore, I get weaknesses, I've had too many strokes and I've had other medical problems. I've arthritis, I've fibromyalgia and whatnot.
You've had strokes?
I've had too many strokes, yeah.
Just give me the extent of, if you don't mind, of your health problems, please.
I've had too many strokes. Now, I still do have the old weakness comes down my right side. Comes and goes. I've osteoarthritis, which is just joint pain. I've got fibromyalgia. It's joint pain. I get swelling on my legs, my hips, my knees. It's basically, I'm just sore. But difficulty for me trying to get up and down stairs.
And you're
when I'm having flare-ups.
And your mental health could not be good during this.
It's not good, Stephen. It is not good. And being up here is not making it any better.
And then this
it's
housing...
It's stressful enough having to move out of your own property.
Yeah,
but not know when you're going to get back into your own home again.
Look, I think everybody listening to this gets that. I really do. No matter what situation we're in, whether we've got a big house, whether we're rich, whether we're poor, we understand that our home gives us comfort and security and makes us feel safe and makes us feel good. That's what our home does, no matter what size it is or isn't.
That's right.
And here's the housing executive have moved you out, give these public statements about unacceptable delay. I'll tell you what's unacceptable. Moving a woman out of her house, telling her it's going to be sorted within at the end of the month, and then it's not. And constantly saying that to her. That's what's unacceptable. Like, what does the housing executive stand for if it leaves you, a disabled person, in this situation and they can't get anybody?
My house is going to get damp. They come the winter. I'm taking up dampness and stuff.
Well, here's all I want you to know. You're not alone in this now, all right?
Right.
So we're with you. We're behind you. They can monitor all they want. We'll monitor it.
Okay.
All right? And we'll stay in touch with you. We will have you back on this programme. We will be pushing the housing executive now. You pay for them. We all pay every one of their salaries. So let's just see how many times they've tried to get a contractor. We will ask them that question today as well. How many contractors have they asked to do the work since the first one pulled out? If we need to get answers out of them through Freedom of Information requests, we will do that.
Thank you, Stephen.
All right?
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. You pay for this and we will do it.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We'll be in touch.
Thank you very much.
We'll also ask the housing executive to come on the radio tomorrow and tell us why they're treating a disabled person like this.